This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. In education news today, higher education to be precise, the University of California is about to get a lot more expensive. After a three-year freeze on tuition, the UC Board of Regents has approved a plan to raise prices by as much as 5% a year for the next 5 years. That would ultimately put tuition well past $15,000 per annum. UC President Janet Napolitano says state funding here just hasn't kept up with cost, and it is a phenomenon that's happening all over the country. From the Education Desk at WIPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott has that story.
10 years ago, the state of California covered about 60% of a UC student's tuition. Families were on the hook for about 40%. Now it's 60-40 the other way.
In the last decade, tuition has doubled for California students.
That's Michelle Siqueiros, president of the Campaign for College Opportunity. She says there's good reason for taxpayers to invest more in higher education.
Because college-educated Californians earn more money, pay more taxes, and use less of the social service costs that the state has to spend.
After years of steep cuts, the state has increased funding for higher ed in the last few years. But according to the university, not enough to keep up with growing demand for a college education. John Douglas is a senior fellow at the Center for Studies in Higher Education at UC Berkeley. He says all over the country, as states face higher health care and pension costs, there's less money to go around.
The legislators and governors are making lots of choices as to, how much can we really invest in higher ed when we have all these other obligations.
Most states have started restoring some of the deep cuts made during the recession, says Andy Carlson. He's with the State Higher Education Executive Officers Association.
The recovery is definitely happening at a much slower pace, and there's certainly continued budget pressures.
Consumer advocates worry that could make college less accessible for low-income and middle-class students. But in California, so far, extra financial aid has kept costs for those families roughly the same. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.